Jerry Bader Show, 10:36. Matt Garza was again pitching his brains out when, shockingly, he was pulled from yesterday's game with St. Louis, which ended up being the game. His pitch count was in the mid-70s, but apparently he suffered a strained oblique. I've not heard the prognosis, but everybody knew it had to be injury-related because he was doing insanely well. The Brewers were leading 2-0. In the seventh, they gave up 3, and that was that. Frustrating series. Quite honestly, they could have swept the series. They have an update? Tom Hardricourt of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said that Milwaukee kept the breeze in private for some time, leading many to question Ron Renneke. All right. I hate reading Twitter. But I just hate that. Anyway, I have no idea how long he might be gone. Can hardly predict in terms of recovery time. Yeah. It can be. Now, it's bad because Garza has been pitching beautifully, but he's only 7-7 because he often just was let down. But I still think they're going to be okay, but I'm not going to pretend it isn't a big deal because it is. And now you can argue, see, this is why they should have picked up a big arm. Well, I don't think they were ever really going to get Price. I really don't. We'll see how it shakes out. It's just, boy, he left the game and the whole tone of the game just changed. There is a topic I've decided I'm not going to do today. I was going to do the Brett Favre topic. I'm not going to do that for two reasons. One, I want to hear what he has to say when he speaks today, and then we'll take it up tomorrow. Brett Favre, we have learned, Packers will retire as number 4 and put him in the Packers Hall of Fame next year. So all of this will be done in time for his induction into the NFL Hall of Fame, in which he will go in first ballot in 2016. There's no question about that. Heck, just the streak itself of consecutive starts would probably get him there, even if he hadn't had the brilliant career that he did. I want to hear what he has to say, but I'm among those who think time has healed the wounds and he's going to be mostly welcome with open arms. It's what I believe. You're going to have the scant boo here and there at Lambeau Field, whatever ceremony they have during a game, but I just don't see anything other than it's time to forgive and forget. That's what I think about 90% of Packer fans. But let's hear what he has to say, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I know of at least one other show that took this up on Friday. I did not take it up on Friday due to time. I did, however, comment on it on the after show video that we do most days. I say most days because things happen, that we do most days. And I didn't take it up Friday. Also, the reason I set it low in the pile was we had taken up a similar story. We had taken up the story of the woman that was charged because she was using an area park as daycare while she worked at McDonald's. This is the story of a Florida woman arrested for letting her son walk to the park by himself. I think it's a different topic. I'm going to read this, and I want to withhold my opinion. Jason first shared this with me on Friday. This version of the story has some things that the version Jason shared with me did not. After letting her 7-year-old son walk from their home to a park to play, a Florida mother faces up to 5 years in jail for child neglect. Nicole Ganey, 34, was arrested on July 26th after her son Dominic was found by police alone in a park less than a half mile from her Port St. Lucie home. On Saturday afternoon, Ganey had given Dominic permission to walk to Sportsman Park, a route he's familiar with since he uses it to ride his bike to school, her lawyer said. On the way, he passed a public pool, and someone asked him where his mother was. They asked me a couple of questions, and I got scared, so I ran off to the park, and they called the police, Dominic told CNN affiliate WPTV. An officer arrived at the park where Dominic was playing a short time later. This is CNN, by the way. Dominic checked in with his mom a few minutes before police came and was getting ready to go home for dinner, said Ganey's attorney John Whitehead. He always has a cell phone with him and was wearing it in a case around his neck that his mother had made. According to Whitehead, the phone had fallen out of his pocket recently and she didn't want him to lose it. When the officer asked Dominic whether his mother knew where he was, the child told him that she did and he had just spoken to her on the phone, according to police. Dominic told police his name, address, and mother's name, but wasn't able to answer when asked for his date of birth. What? Seems a little unusual. He was then driven home. When I saw the police cars pull up on my driveway and the officer started asking me about Dominic, I was frantic to know whether he was okay, Ganey told CNN in an email. According to the report, Ganey told the officer that she let her son go to the park alone once or twice a week. The arresting officer said that Ganey had failed to provide her son with care and supervision by allowing him to cross the street and go to the park alone. According to the report, he told her that there had been recent criminal activity in and around the park and a number of sex offenders lived nearby. Ganey was arrested on a felony child neglect charge and was taken to jail, leaving Dominic and her 17-year-old daughter at the house with her boyfriend. She was released 7 hours later. As of Thursday, Ganey's attorney still didn't receive notice of a preliminary hearing. Now, the version Jason shared with me said that a state agency told her they're going to try and get this taken care of. This is a small town and a safe area, her attorney said. Nicole knows she's not guilty of anything, and she'll plead that way if it comes to it. On Wednesday, Ganey met with an employee from the Florida Department of Children and Families who told her the charges would likely be dropped. I'm really sad about how this has already impacted our family, Ganey wrote in an email to CNN. My son is worried that I'll get in trouble if he goes outside. I'm even worried about getting in trouble if I let him walk down my driveway alone. A number of child neglect arrests are getting attention nationwide, the one that we had shared. Which I had changed my mind on. I initially thought using a park as a daycare for a 9-year-old, but I don't know how I feel about that one. No one has set an age on when you can let a kid walk a half a mile to a park. The officer said it's because he was allowed to cross the street by himself. He's 7. The officer says convicted sex offenders live in the area. It's not safe. Convicted sex offenders live pretty much everywhere. Well, there's a park there. I mean, there's a park. Is anyone playing in the park safe? I want to see what you think about this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is now the second topic in the last couple of weeks that we've had of this nature. Are we becoming a nanny nation helicopter state, or is this neglect? How young is too young? Is there a set age, or is it a child-by-child case? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Let's see what you think. It's 1045.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.